Looking down at the mosaics here, high above the hippodrome, as you look off in the distance, you can see the seats as they angle around. They would have gone all the way around this massive structure that's right here by the Mediterranean Sea. But we aren't really here to celebrate the hippodrome, but to think about some of the events that Eusebius, the father of church history, tells us. He said that the Christian community was so big here in Caesarea Maritima that they especially experienced the great persecutions, the last final persecutions by the Roman Empire of the church. It was here in Caesarea that hundreds were martyred for Christ. It was what Jesus warned of in Revelation, that 10 days of intense persecution were coming. Now, he said that specifically to the church in Smyrna, but the church across the Roman world knew it for 10 years under Diocletian. He destroyed every known copy of God's word that was complete. He destroyed every known church meeting place and every findable pastor. And he almost decimated the church. But as this hippodrome reminds us, the Roman Empire has come and gone, and they're just ruins now. But the church, of course, survived and is flourishing, and there are more today following Christ than at any other time in history. But right here, I was sharing that last lesson of our video series on the life of Christ, and especially in three parts in Galilee, who he was, looking at the work of Christ in the miracles surrounding the Sea of Galilee, then what he did in Jerusalem, which is, of course, his passion and the cross and the mighty works of Christ for us, and then here at Caesarea, why he came. And he came so that we would go into all the world and to be his witnesses. But there's a price for that, and that's why Paul said, I don't count my life unto myself, that I might finish my course with joy. Many believers watch for God's sins and ended their lives here on earth in a painful way. The Lord said, be faithful unto death, and I'll give you a crown of life. What a blessing to enjoy that same peace and hope and joy today, right here in the land of